772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Another Keith Green song. I know this is the day. Why do I do this? Because I want you to understand that all of us have a witness. Keith didn't live to be an old man, but Keith left behind a witness for Jesus Christ. His life made a difference. He's not here to play his songs. He's not here to share what Christ did in his life. Some would say, well, he's gone. His witness is now no longer valid. That is very untrue. His life lives on. His witness lives on. And I'm here to say that you give your life fully to Christ. Surrender it. You will be passing on life to many others. It's just the way it is. Dave, your story was powerful. Mm. This next song is Lord, You're Beautiful. And we're going to go to that right now.
Amen. We're back. So in reading some more about Keith Green, I'm noticing the people whose lives he was involved with or he intersected with. First of all, did you know that he and Melody both were writers, staff songwriters for CBS Records in Hollywood before they...
Yeah, he walked away from a very lucrative job. Yeah,
right. And then they...
But he and his wife both were writers, you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they used their income to support all who came... Let's see. Oh, they began taking people who needed help into their home in San Fernando Valley. Okay, so now he's, of course, associated with Randy Stonehill, who was an early Christian recording artist. And also Leonard Ravenhill, who I believe was a British evangelist. And he pointed Keith to Charles Finney, who was a 19th century revivalist preacher, preaching on the holiness of God to provoke conviction in his hearers. And he, you know, you see how Keith was really passionate about holiness and that surrender to the Lord. And he was also had a relationship with Lauren Cunningham, the founder of Youth with a Mission. And, you know, in his recording, some of his recordings, he with Sparrow Records in 1976, he was involved with Second Chapter of Acts. And I think we have a couple of their songs still in here. Terry and John Michael Talbot and Barry McGuire. Didn't Barry McGuire sing the... Eve of Destruction? Was that him?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Anyway, he was involved with so many different people, but they really...
A lot of the key leaders.
Exactly.
During his generation that had and still have an impact.
Yeah.
On the body of Christ.
Amazing. I remember hearing those names, and let's see that. So he died in 82, so I was in Hawaii. I got saved in 76 as well. Dave, I think I've been saved 1 month more than you. But
and it shows.
A month really made a difference.
A yeah, little closer walk with the Lord, you know.
Phone number. Let's give the phone number out.
772-221-1100 is the number. 772-221-1100.
Well, some say it's a conspiracy theory. Only God, perhaps. There's so many things that only God really knows the full story on. But Keith Green was a great threat to the devil. He challenged the darkness with the gifting and call of God in his life. He was a frontline warrior. And many believe that his plane was tampered with and that someone actually initiated or some moved and were involved in the loss of his life, his plane, and those that were with him. Now, I don't know that for sure. I just know this. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. If they hated me, they will hate you. We just we have a current event with Charlie Kirk, and some would say, well, you know, it's because politics, because of this, that, but whatever your thoughts are, I want to share mine. I saw him being used of God to challenge the deception and the evil and the lies in our educational system that many young people had grown up with. He was just challenging those positions with biblical truth and common sense, and it was a threat to the kingdom of darkness. I know God is sovereign, but I know if you are a frontline Christian, you need to recognize that the enemy is going to look for every opportunity he can find to take a shot at you. And so what do we do? Do we cower? No, we don't cower. Do we run? Do we hide? Do we try to cloister ourselves? Do we try to find some place to be fully protected? No. I mean, common sense we'll use, and We will endeavor to not do anything that would be stupid, expose ourselves to the attack of the enemy. But at the same time, Charlie Kirk knew he had many threats on his life. This was not the first. He had many threats on his life. Like our president, many threats on his life. Mm-hmm. And he was not threatened because he was married to Erica. Mm-hmm. He wasn't threatened because he drove a car. He wasn't threatened because he lived in the state he lived in. He wasn't threatened because he was a part of a business or a ministry. No, he was threatened because he was a threat to darkness. And when your life makes a difference, not only is the enemy taking note of that because he's losing part of his team, but you're populating heaven. That's one thing we can do right here from this microphone. From this microphone, we are calling the state of Florida to come to Jesus. Those who listen, we're calling those potentially 7.5 million, however many could listen. We're calling you to come to Jesus. Surrender your life. Do not be a backseat follower of Christ. Come to the front line. Make a difference. Young people, that's what Charlie said. You can make a difference in your generation. He challenged the young. You can influence the nation for Christ. And look at all the young people that are saying, yes, we're in. We will stand up for Christ. And it is about them following Christ. Listen to their testimonies. It's not just about politics. It's about seeing the United States of America restored to biblical truth and value. I love it. I love it. I thank God. We pray for those who carry the word of God to other nations. We call them missionaries. Well, we also pray for those who carry the gospel right here in our own town. You do that. I do that. Mm-hmm. And we're called to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Give us a call. We are looking for your donation this morning. This is we're down to the second week, Wednesday. We have today and Thursday and Friday. We're right now about $137,604 away. Say, boy, that sounds like a lot of money. Well, to some it is. Others could perhaps write that check and say, I will sponsor this ministry because I believe in what you're doing. I believe in the message. In fact, you may not be able to get out and stand on the street corner and hold up a sign, or some of you may not even be able to get out to a local congregation because of issues in your own life. But you may be able to send a lot of messages out by linking up with us today. Make that donation. And as you know, we're like your local church in this sense. We are a nonprofit. We can give you a receipt. We will give you a receipt. And you will most importantly be lifting up Christ with us. The phone number is 772-221-1100. We're not going to stop giving the number. We're going to give the number out and give you an opportunity to call. And so we will check online and see if any of you have gone online to make that donation. You can also give by texting. You can text WCNO to 24365. And for this day, Father God, we commit it into your hands. We thank you, Father, that you have a dollar that is assigned to every dollar of need with this ministry, just like you do for your people. Bless your people today, Lord. Thank you, Father, for letting us be a part. Out in bold.
heavens, let's open up the sky, and his joy will be manifest to you, and the lost will be found by the things you do. One cares, and you may be entertaining angels unaware, and his joy will be manifest to you, and the lost will be found as he works through you.
Another great song about the power of your witness, that others will be won to Christ by the things you do. Someone said that we should share our faith, and if absolutely necessary, use words. Well, sometimes words are needed, but actually every aspect of your life can become a part of the witness that Jesus Christ is Lord and reigns in you, and certainly can call others to come and receive the gift of eternal life. Well, we are in the second week. This is Wednesday, and it is already 8:47, and we are looking for your calls this morning. Want to thank Ivor for a donation of $25 down in South Palm Beach. South Palm Beach, I didn't realize that was actually an address, but it is. Ivor, making a $25 donation by check. Thank you for listening, making a difference. And we have Carol from Stewart making a donation of $100. Thank you, Carol from Stewart. And we have Jacqueline from West Palm Beach. Jacqueline, thank you so much for sending in a check, $35. All of those donations are going to go into our matching funds this morning and move us along. And once we have matched up the rest of this, we will be able to bring in that additional, was it $16.98, I think we started with. So we still have over $1,500. I'll have to add these in, but we are making progress and glad that you are joining us today. It's important that we hear from you. I know that sometimes because radio, especially Christian radio, we go, well, it's just there. It's always there. It's always been there. But in order for it to be there, it requires a lot of things that are done behind the scenes. And part of that is there's a studio. We are right here at 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida. We have a studio. It's not huge. It is a building with a few rooms. We have a couple different rooms we record in. We have office space to take care of some of the office work that's here. We have a mechanic room that's full of all the equipment that transmits, and a little bit of a space for gathering, but we don't have a great deal of space, but it's here. It's needed. Behind the scenes, you don't see that. And then out west of town, there is a tower, and we rent space. We do not own the tower. We rent space on the tower, and we're up about 600 and some odd feet in the air in order to get a message. across our state, down, north, south, up, you know, over, even toward the islands. We do have listeners that can listen to us in the Bahama Islands. And we don't hear from the islands much. We do hear from island people. But we would like to hear from you if you're in the Bahama Islands. Give us a shout. Let us know how well the signals received there. And let us know if we're being a blessing to you. Down south in Palm Beach County, Pompano, on down through the south, all the way down. I went down to pick my wife up. She took a little cruise with back some time ago. And when she needed to be picked up, that was my journey down to bring her home. And so I listened to WCNO all the way to the port of Miami, right up until I pulled under the big drive through to pick her up. And again, listened all the way back. And so there are days when we have many people from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, down south that are able to receive our station. So the message is going out. It goes out around Lake Okeechobee. We have a lot of listeners in the Glades, and we thank you for that. Down in Jupiter, of course, Hope Sound, Jensen Beach, Stewart, Port St. Lucie, and on north into Fort Pierce, Indian River County. We have many listeners on north that way, and over into Okeechobee. A lot of listeners in Okeechobee County as well. So thank you for listening, and we do appreciate it. And your gifts and support is what makes this ministry possible. And so we thank you for being a partner with us. And so we're going to go to another song. We are this morning looking a little bit at Keith Green, and we haven't really been playing his music through the last week or this week. So today, just taking a few moments, because I have been impacted by this man's life, impacted by the boldness of his message, impacted by the quantity of songs he wrote and events that he was a part of and the people that he ministered with, impacted by all of those things that give me a strong witness of how important it is to make every day count. This day counts, your gift today counts, and certainly your witness for Jesus Christ, it counts. Lift up Jesus today. The Word says, if I be lifted up, Jesus said that, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
You know, we were created to praise and worship our Lord. Man was created to be in fellowship with his God, not to be co-gods with him, as some religions say, but to worship and adore him before his throne day and night. And that's the time when we feel the most peace. That's the time when we're in the place that God created us to be. And God wrote me a song about 6 months ago now. He wrote it to me because I was doubting, and he wrote this song to me.
My son, why are you striving? You can't add one thing to what's been done for you. I did it all while I was dying. Rest in your faith, my peace will come to you. For when I hear the praises start, oh, I wanna rain upon you blessings that will fill your heart. I see no stain upon you because you are my child and you know me to be. Nothing that you've done remains, only what you do for me. My child, why are you weeping? You will not have to wait forever. That day and that hour is in my keeping. The day I'll bring you in.
child are wandering upon you. The blessings that will fill your heart, I see no stain upon you, because you are my child and you know me. To me you're only holy, nothing that you've done remains, only what you do in me, just what you do for me. My precious bride, the day is nearing when I'll take you in my arms and hold you. I know there's so many things that you've been hearing, but you just hold on to what child, and you know me. To me you're only holy, nothing that you've done will remain, only what you do for me, just what you do in me, what you do for me, just what you do.
Well, again, that song was by Keith Green, and that message is, it's not just what you've done, but it's what you've done for me that matters. That's a great reminder, isn't it, this morning? We are talking about going into all the world and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to every person. Every person. That includes all of my family, all of your family. It includes the neighbors next door, includes people of all nations. It includes even our enemies. Preach the gospel to all creation. May the Lord strengthen our witness, enable us to do that. Your gift today is making a difference. We do have some donations that have come in online this morning. We're going to be taking note of those as they hopefully have printed out, and we'll have them here at the desk in just a few moments. We'll be giving some reference to those, and want to thank all of you for listening that have joined us this morning. And normally you'd be listening to programs during this time, but we're preempting those because of prayer and share. And in order for us to be here, for this radio station to be here, we must hear from our listeners, from our family. So looking for some of you who've been listening, maybe you just started today, maybe you're driving, you're out on the interstate, you're listening today, and your partner with us, your spirit bears witness with us that it's important to lift up Jesus Christ. And God knows how to reach out and bring people to this station. We hear this on a regular basis where someone says, well, I don't normally listen to that, and I'm not sure how I got there, but somehow I ended up listening. God touched their life, and God knows how to reach us. We come from different areas, and at some point, I'm going to ask Karen to share a little bit of her God story, because she's got one too. You know, all of us have a God story. Mm-hmm. If we're in Christ, we all have a God story. And that God story is about how God somehow got a message to us that he loves us. He gave his son for us that we might have life. Somehow that message has to get out. And you may not be a missionary, you may not see yourself as a missionary that travels, but you can be a missionary with us right here at WCNO. Some of you have a lot of resources. You've saved, you've been a good